Peterson, who took over for the disgraced Eliot Spitzer in March of 2008, had a rocky first 2 years as governor. He was plagued by scandals and seemed to change his mind frequently, as well as his political tactics. Lately, Peterson has been more resolute and has even pioneered new powers for a New York governor. After weeks of seemingly hopeless stalemate over the state budget and other issues with the recalcitrant state legislature, the governor discovered he could push his own spending plan forward by attaching it to emergency spending bills to keep government from shutting down. In recent days, Peterson has single-handedly vetoed thousands of line-item additions that the legislature made to his budget, including over $400 million in extra school aid, saying he's done horse trading with the legislature.
I'm not negotiating with anybody. The reality is that a significant part of the budget has been passed, and it's forcing me to veto nearly 7,000, 6,900-something appropriations. So I'm a little busy right now.
In the vetoes, the governor struck at the heart of one of the legislative leaders' source of power, member items. Majority party leaders often award the funds, sometimes derided as pork barrel spending, based on a legislator's seniority or whether they are at risk of losing their seat in an election. Steve Greenberg, a pollster with Siena College, says Peterson has displayed more resolve in his recent decisions.
What we've seen now over the last 2 months is Governor Peterson saying what he's going to do and then doing what he said he was going to do. There has been absolute consistency.
Peterson agrees that he's been figuring out the job as he goes along. He says part of the transformation is due to an increasing sense of obligation to the public the longer he's been in the position.
You work hard and you will make mistakes, and I have made them. But I think this year is a very good example of me learning from my mistakes. I am not going to tolerate an out-year budget gap that may not get paid and the state run out of money as it did last December.
Siena is currently polling in the field to see whether the governor's changed governing style and focus on austere budgets is resonating with voters, says Greenberg.
Certain voters would have looked at that and said, you know, here's a guy who has guts. He's a candidate for office. And he's still doing what he thinks is right.
But it's too late for Peterson to run for election. He dropped out of the campaign after one disastrous week last February. Peterson says he was upset at first that he had to leave the race, but he says now he's gotten over it, and he's focused on making the greatest impact in his time left. Since he's not running, the governor does not have to worry about offending potential campaign donors or negative ads run against him by interest groups who might be displeased with his decisions to cut education and health care spending. He says his main goal now is to leave a firm financial footing for the next governor.
If there's one thing I would appreciate is that the next governor would feel that I did not kick the can down the road or in any way walk away from problems and drop them at the doorstep of the next governor.
To that end, Peterson is asking the legislature to create a Medicaid contingency fund in case $1 billion in federal monies do not materialize. And the Senate has not yet finished its work on the budget. Democrats there failed to provide the votes for the tax and fee portion of the spending plan. Without it, there's a $1 billion gap. And Peterson, continuing his newfound resolve, says he hasn't ruled out calling a special session to force lawmakers to finish. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.